This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 31st August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the weather is warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies, perfect for an afternoon stroll. Jerusalem is also enjoying bright sunshine, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. A warm night is expected across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, new U.S. pinpoint missile raises civilian risk concerns after deadly Iran strikes. That's according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, the Israeli Navy is acting to deter Turkish maritime aggression. The Jerusalem Post reports this development just in. Also this hour, former IDF generals warn that settler violence threatens Israel itself. Ynet covered this story earlier today. Separately, Israel and Greece have signed a major defense deal to counter regional threats. This is according to JTA from earlier today. And finally, Ron Dermer supports a warm welcome for U.S. Vice President Vance. Israel Hayom Hebrew brings us this in earlier reporting. From X, the latest. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, noted that Hakeem Jeffries called out Hassan Piker for anti-Semitism on CNN. Belaz News reported that Israel expelled Dutch diplomats after the Dutch parliament banned trade in goods from Israeli settlements. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, highlighted Itamar Ben-Gvir's comments about banning UNRWA from Israel. Now for more on those stories, starting with the concerns over the U.S. pinpoint missile. The Times of Israel reports that the recent strikes in Iran resulted in civilian casualties near Lamerd. Iranian officials claim 21 people died, including 7 children. The missile's precision raises fears about future civilian risks. This development could further strain U.S.-Iran relations. Turning to the Israeli Navy's actions, the Jerusalem Post has just reported that the IDF remains vigilant against Turkish moves in the eastern Mediterranean. Tensions have risen as Ankara encroaches on areas of strategic interest to Israel and its allies. This situation could escalate regional military tensions. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights a warning from ex-IDF generals. They claim settler violence against Palestinians is a growing threat to Israel's own security. The New York Times featured their concerns about land seizures and weak law enforcement. Such internal strife could undermine Israel's global standing. In a related development, JTA reports on the defense agreement between Israel and Greece. Named Achilles' Shield, the deal aims to bolster defense against regional threats. It's one of Israel's largest defense export agreements. Strengthening ties with Greece may enhance Israel's strategic position in the Mediterranean. And finally, Ron Dermer's support for Vice President Vance. Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals Dermer's call for a warm welcome, emphasizing Vance's key role in regional security. This highlights the importance of U.S.-Israel relations in ongoing regional dynamics. In financial news, first, Dado Bar-Khalifa will become the next IDF Central Command Chief. CTEC reports he will replace Avi Bluth in 2027, following a public announcement by Defense Minister Israel Katz. Separately, a new cleaning innovation, the Dream C1 Station, promises to ease the burden of window cleaning. Israel Hayom Business notes its powerful suction capabilities. And finally, Akerstein's second quarter profit has dived by 86%. According to Globes, CEO Amit Lang is stepping down after less than a year, indicating potential turbulence for the company. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.